Justin Wayne.
There we are. Hi. That is Janet Pocop. And what a fabulous song, Resurrection Buzz. I played that before a couple weeks ago. I just thought I'd play it again because I like it. It's a good tune. And she's been very nice to us on Twitter, which always helps. It always helps artists when you're nice to us on Twitter. It's not a secret. Right. Someone who is also very nice to us on Twitter and other places is Lewis Elliott and the Embers. Lewis Elliott used to play with a band called Rialto in the 90s. He is from Cornwall. His entire band is from Cornwall. They're going to be playing a gig, which we'll talk about in just a minute, with him on the line. We're going to get him on the line. We're going to hear a couple of his songs. The first one we're going to hear right now is the first track off his the album that's out now. Just came out this year. This year / last year, it's called Kiddos More. Once again, Lewis Elliott and the Embers with Runaway Night. And we'll speak to Elliott in about 3 minutes and 28 seconds here on the Justin Wayne Show.
From the ledge. And when you hold me tight, it feels just like when you close your eyes on a motorbike. It carries us into the night. A runaway night. A runaway night. A runaway night.
I'm very excited to have with us, there's a big event coming up on Saturday, of course, 5th of March is St. Piran's Day. It is also Cornwall National Day, and here in the city at the Institute of Contemporary Arts is the big Curnow in the city. And to be honest with you, as an American, I don't know what a lot of that means, but to help me through it, and the man headlining the band is with us. It's Lewis Elliott on the phone. Hi, Lewis. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Very, very good.
Thanks for joining us today from lovely Cornwall.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday. It should be fun. We've got a great lineup, and looking forward to playing in London again because it's been a little while.
How long has it been since you've played in London?
I think we haven't played in London for a few months.
Okay. Well, because the album... Sorry, Kiddos More came out in 2009, so you guys have been probably doing a bunch of touring and stuff to promote it and things like that, yeah?
Yeah, we have. I mean, it's sort of, we actually put the album together ourselves, and it really came out 2010, but we had copies, we were sort of selling copies at gigs and stuff like that previous to that, and then it came out on Full Fill in 2010, which is a really cool little label.
Yeah. Very cool. So Is the entire band then from Cornwall, or is it just yourself, or how is this sort
of? Yeah, it's all sort of local guys to me where I live down here. Yeah.
Okay. It does have a very sort of it's not sort of acoustic rock feel, but it does have a sort of a rock feel to it, doesn't it?
I guess so. I mean, it's always hard describing one's own sort of music, but I think it's definitely got a rural kind of sound to it. I guess, you know, fiddle, mandolin, accordion, you know, but and a bit of electric guitar, but quite a bit of acoustic guitar. But yeah, you know.
Can you explain to us a little bit about since obviously I'm not one to say anything about Cornwall's National Day or St. Piran's Day. But can you explain to us why those are important days? And
St. Piran's Day is Cornwall's sort of national day, and it's St. Piran's patron saint of Cornwall. Uh-huh. And he was born in Ireland in the 6th century, and he had magic powers. The Irish were scared of his magic powers, and they tied him to a millstone and rolled him into the sea. And instead of sinking, he kind of floated across the water to Cornwall, washed up on the beach, and began converting animals to Christianity. He's also the patron saint of tin miners, and there's a lot of tin mining down in Cornwall, or was.
Of course.
That's because he had the hearth stone of his fireplace got hot, and it was actually made of tin bearing ore, the hearth stone. And so when it got hot, this kind of a sort of tin cross emerged out of the stone, and he basically rediscovered tin smelting. So, but you know, I like the story of St. Piran, the fact that he kind of possibly had magic powers, and that he tried to convert animals to Christianity, because that's, you know, one thing about Cornwall is it's quite a, it's a bit different to the rest of the country, I think, and I think that's kind of, there's a good sort of Cornish eccentric kind of attribute that Piran had. But really, the whole thing, getting back to the point of our gig on Saturday, it's an excuse for a knees up, to try and bring the best of Cornish music and art to the capital, and have some good Cornish ale at the bar, and some pasties too, and really just have a bit of fun. We're all quite used to celebrating St. Patrick's Night all over the country, but St. Piran's Night really is something that so far has only ever really been kind of recognised or been a real event where people have a party in Cornwall, and so we just thought it'd be fun to do that in London, and at the same time, show off some of the great bands from down here.
Well, there's so much great stuff that comes out of Cornwall, like you're saying, the ale and the pasties, they're all delicious.
Well, absolutely right. But there's a great little music scene that I think gets either overlooked or, I don't know, I also think it's sort of emerging. You know, we've got a really great young new band on the bill called Crowns, who I'm really excited about, who are all from down here. And Rory Joseph is great, you know, and there's a lot of stuff that, certainly in the winter, you know, there isn't a whole lot to do down here, it's pretty quiet, and so you kind of have to make your own fun, and I think that's why actually there's a great kind of local grassroots kind of music scene down here, you know, which is, which anyone who comes down on Saturday will, you know, get a taste of.
Do you guys get a lot of the big sort of touring acts that come through Cornwall as well, that come through the UK, or do they sort of...
Not a whole lot, actually. I mean, that's the thing, because of where we are geographically, you know, you don't really. And slightly more than you used to, because there's more of a sort of student population in, like, Falmouth than there used to be, where the art school is. And Plymouth's also got the kind of, you know, the student population's kind of really grown in the last... in the last few years, but so you're starting to get more acts, but it's always been kind of considered a bit off the beaten track, I think, as far as the sort of general kind of touring circuit goes. It's a world of its own, really. It doesn't seem to get there. You see a lot more local bands down here. You don't see so much stuff from the outside world.
Well, it sounds like a brilliant place for bands like that to sort of flourish and have their audience, because the audience isn't going to go to, you know, Kings of Leon down the street or anything. They've got their own bands.
I think that's true. You know, there's a good growing kind of music kind of scene on a sort of, you know, a kind of pub level, but that's cool. You know, I think that's really good. You know, that it's you know, people going to see the local bands and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it is a great lineup. You've got Crowns, Peter Parker's Rock and Roll Club, Minko, Gunning for Tamar, Princes in the Tower, and the Bells of London City. Like you said, Rory Joseph, and of course Lewis Elliott and the Embers. So that's fantastic. How long have you been playing with the Embers then? How long has that been going on?
There's been a few sort of members come and go, but sure. A few Embers come and go. But probably, what is it? I guess it's 3 or 4 years.
Sure.
4 years. Yeah. I mean, I've been down, you know, I was born in Cornwall and spent a lot of my childhood down in Cornwall, and then spent a long period living in London, and I moved back down here about 6-7 years ago, and just started getting it together from there, really.
Sure.
Writing songs and getting a little band together.
Well, the album is fantastic, and it's definitely going to be a great show on Saturday. So anyone that wants to come out, looks like tickets are at ica.org.uk. It's 10 in advance, 12 at the door, so make sure you get them in advance. And the doors are at 7:30 on Saturday. With food and brilliant ale to boot.
It's almost like, you know, we've got a lot of crazy stuff going on, like a Cornish hurling match going on.
Oh, nice.
In the afternoon in Hyde Park, which is a sort of. I'll be standing on the sidelines, I should think, because it's kind of rugby without rules, but it's an old Cornish game.
All right.
And there's even a pasty making workshop in the afternoon. So, and then in the evening, the merriment will really commence, and you know, it'll be like a sort of mini Cornish festival at the ICA, really.
Brilliant. Well, great. Well, thanks for coming on the show and speaking to us about it. And we're excited to see you down there on Saturday. It'll be fun.
Great stuff. Thanks for having me. I hope to see you all down there.
Yeah. Well, let's play another song. The first song we played just before was from you, but let's play another song from Lewis Elliott and the Embers. Tell us a little bit about this track that you want to play for us.
Well, why don't we play "I Saw Her at the Fair," which is it speaks for itself in the lyrics, but it's really just about growing up, really, and the first time getting excited about things that aren't only boyish, but perhaps growing up and sort of seeing a girl that you suddenly turn to your head.
That sounds lovely. It sounds like a good a good lead-in for the festivities on Saturday.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, thanks again, Lewis. Once again, this is Lewis Elliott and the Embers, and I saw her at the fair, and see him on Saturday, 5th of March, 7:30.
Saw the flatbed trucks pulling into town. They parked up on the recreation ground. Some local kids circling around on their bikes outside the gates. We pay the bully boys on the bumper cars. We raised our arms towards the tungsten stars. We tread our feet all over that grass until it turned to dirt. The game.
smell the oil and the machinery. The summer evening air was warm and sweet. The thrill was in the night. The giddy rush of the jumping light. When your heart was in the air. That's got nothing.
What a fantastic song. Once again, thanks to Lewis and Lewis Elliott for coming on the show. And do head down to the big event, Curnow in the City. Make sure you head down to that and check it out. I will put up links to that on the website, thejustwayneshow.com. It's going to be fantastic and amazing and fantastic. Let's hear another one from... not from Lewis, but we'll hear one from... Oh, no, I've played that. Played it last week. Sorry. Not that song. This song. We're going to hear another song from Bordeaux. Bordeaux sent me a very nice email, and I found their sticker in my jacket. I don't even think I remember having the sticker in my jacket. No, I do, because I drove that night, so I would have had to remember it, because I wouldn't have been able to drink much. But let's hear Bordeaux, and then we're going to talk to you more about this fantastic song we've got from the 61-year-old... I shouldn't say. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how old you are. It's a fantastic song, and we'll hear that in a minute. But right now, it's Bordeaux. This is a great tune, Mother's Ruin. On the Just Wayne Show, it's Recharge Radio.
It's a short-lived, long-term romance. It started with the last dance. That song will never be the same again. Go out. It was a short
is definitely above this. Cross the bridge, walked away, all fading now. Where the light, it was said, would never go out. It was just like one of those scenes in an old-time film, when across the dance floor they, you know, caught each other's eyes. His gaze met hers, transfixed, he stared, and the rest was history, or so we thought, and that's a problem with associating your all-time favourite song with someone that you may or may not love for the rest of your life. You harbour all of these sudden feelings that never ever go away. I thought the whole point of history was to learn the mistakes of others off by heart so that you never ever make your own. But I was wrong. With their lost loves, that song will never be the same again.
Once again, the fantastic, fantastic Bordeaux. We saw them at the Little Philistine single launch when they launched Hot Phone, which you can still get on iTunes. Hot Phone, Little Philistines. But that was Bordeaux, three X's, myspace.com/Bordeaux. Guys, if you want a .com, let me know. We'll hook you up with some people. We know people that do .coms and things of that nature. Let's talk about Jimmy. And before we do, I just need to tell you that I had a mother horrible of a day. So that's why I'm acting like this. That's why I'm acting sort of tongue-in-cheek and silly. So, you know, I've dad laughed it off. I love this has been a great show so far. Really enjoyed talking with Lewis Elliott. So things are good now. And yeah, so there you go. Brilliant dinner as well, by the way. Good stuff. But anyway, so Jimmy Bernvik. Jimmy sent me stuff. It was a while ago. It was probably about 3 or 4 months ago. He sent me a couple of the tracks, and I said, you know, it's not quite up to what we're, you know, usually sort of stuff we usually play. But thank you very much for submitting it. Really do appreciate it. Keep in touch. Let us know when you record some more stuff. Usually, people I say that sort of stuff to don't ever send anything back. I don't want to discourage people from making music. I think making music is important, and I think people like I've made crap music. I've recorded crap music. In fact, I could play some, but I won't because we don't. Anyway, and I'm not saying that Jimmy's was crap music. I'm just saying it was the production quality wasn't up to standard that we normally play. Aside from the first about 8 months of the show. If you go back and listen, you can hear some substandard production quality stuff that we played. And I do sneak in once or twice. However, this song is not... I will say, this song... I heard this song, and I didn't even remember getting Jimmy's stuff beforehand. I knew his name looked familiar. And then he sort of said, yeah, I sent you stuff a while ago. And I was like, oh, yeah. So thank you very much to Jimmy for submitting stuff again. Very much appreciated, because this is a fantastic song. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's just good. And if I was much of a radio presenter, I would pull up the email that he did for me, and I'll try and do that now, This looks like it's not going to work. I'll read it to you afterwards. I'm just going to play the song for you now. I've got it now. I've got it up for you. So I will play that for you afterwards. But Jimmy's song is called Only Time Will Tell. He's told me that he's been writing songs for
for 35 years, never recorded anything, and finally has done so, and very, very successfully, I will say. Once again, it's Jimmy Bernvik. It's called Only Time Will Tell, and it's true. Only Time Will Tell. We'll tell you the story about the song afterwards. It's the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
I've been with a good woman for 35 winters. I showed the snow when she cooked the dinners. Been with the same woman for 35 springs. Didn't need no preacher, didn't need no rings. I've been with a fine lady for 35 summers. Lots of good times, just a few bummers. 35 years of heaven and hell. Well, I hope it works out. Only time will tell. And I've been with that girl through hell and back, and she always loved me and been good in the sack. Never a question, never a doubt. It's been 35 years and I hope it works out. Only time will tell. Time will tell. And I've been with that girl through hell and back, and she always loved me and been good and sad. Never a question, never a doubt. It's been 35 years and I hope it works out. Yeah, I hope it all works out. Only time will tell. Yeah, I hope it all works out. Only time will tell.
Once again, the very fantastic Jimmy Bernvik. Only time will tell. He sent me this email that said, it just says, when he sent me the track, and mind you, I didn't remember who he was from when he sent me this up before, so I just thought he was submitting this straight away. He said, I'm a singer-songwriter from Minneapolis. I'm having my homemade recordings redone in Nashville to be radio-ready. This one is Only Time Will Tell. I was contacted a couple of months ago by a casting agent working for a new singing competition on NBC called The Voice. Question 21 in the application asked me if I was involved in a serious relationship. I answered, my wife. It's been 35 years. I think it's getting serious, but only time will tell. Right away, he knew a song was waiting to be written. By the way, I choked on the audition. Attached MP3. Thanks for your time, Jimmy Bernvik. Bless him for sending us brilliant, brilliant tune. And I said, and I will, I promise, when he said he's going to start sending me some more tunes, and I just got one during the show, in fact, so I would have thought that Jimmy's listening. So hello, Jimmy, if you're listening, thanks very much for sending your stuff. And he says he's interesting, and I said, I want to interview you, because I think this would be really fun to interview Jimmy about him recording, and because he did a bunch of home recordings before he sent this stuff, and was writing, and was really inspired. Said he started writing songs when he was 60, and he's 61 now. So he's been writing songs for a little while, but has written stuff for a long time, and bought stuff on bought stuff on Craigslist to start recording, and then obviously sent some of his
everything, some of his stuff down to Nashville to get produced. He says, also, if you want to get the older stuff that he produced himself, it is www.colorofblue.com, and it is all there, so go check it out and stream some and listen to some and visit Jimmy Burnvik some more. But we'll play more of his stuff in the coming weeks, and as well, I will get him on the show. However, next week, very, very excited to present to you Rachel Golding is going to be on the show next week. She came to the Musicians Clinic last month in January, and is playing down in Brighton. And we're going to speak to her next week about some of the stuff that she's been doing. And she's actually, as far as working in music is concerned, she's doing a very good job of just working in music and doing a solo project, and it's fantastic. You want to get a sneak peek? It's Rachel Golding, Golding, .co.uk. I'll get a sneak peek of that next week. We're just about out of time for the show. I've got a couple more tracks. I'm going to play to you a song that was seriously stuck in my head last week from the show. So I think I played the song first, and now we're going to play it near last. Once again, he's called Jake Morley. It's just a great song. I just love the choir behind him. It's called Feet Don't Fail Me Now. I know you're going to love this one. It's going to get stuck in my head again. So prepare yourselves. It's the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Sir, I can promise X, Y, and Z. Oh, yeah, you can count on me.
Once again, a big thanks to Lewis Elliott, a big thanks to Jimmy Burnvik, a big thanks to Billy, who sent me that wonderful email we talked about in the first half of the show. Thank you to all of you for listening. it's been a really fun 123 episodes, and we're gonna keep going. We're gonna stick with it, so don't worry, we're not going anywhere. We'll get this podcast up very soon. Love you, podcast listeners. Hope you're doing well. Contact me, justin@rechargeradio.com. Free music feature is on the website, justinwayneshow.com, and as always, broadcasted on rechargeradio.com. Bibbidi bibbidi bop. Right, Rodrigo de Sá and the wonderful, wonderful Island Music Show. Always lovely to listen to afterwards, after this show. I always love listening to it, so make sure you do as well. Just in a minute. So in a few minutes' time, I have one more song for you. Rodrigo de Sá introduced me to them, and they introduced me to Noise Trade. So they've sort of been an integral part the last month of my life. So thank you very much to Green River Ordnance. They're in Fort Worth, Texas. They were the first free music feature on the Justin Wayne Show. So congratulations to them for pushing me in that direction, because I don't know, it's just great. This is a great album. You can get the entire album for free. JustinWayneShow.com/. Well, if you go to the JustinWayneShow.com, click on free music feature, you can get this one for free. All right, Green River Ordnance. We're gonna give you the title track of the album now. Out of My Hands. Have a great week. See you next week. Next free music feature comes out on Monday. This week's is Dirty Proper. Talk to you soon. It's Justin Wayne Show, Recharge Radio.
We were young and wild and free, fighting in love we couldn't leave, even on the way down, even on the way down. You were standing there in your bare feet, seeing in your eyes you wouldn't leave, even on the way down, even on the way down. It's out of my hands, breaking your heart, letting you go, and it's my fault, fooling ourselves, there's no souls that can't count the cost.
Independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.